Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Tori Smith, and I am delighted to be here this morning. I was here a number of months ago, a little less than a year ago, and I got to meet a number of people who offer leadership in all sorts of wonderful ways with the Logos program here, and hear all sorts of stories about this church and how Logos is a part of this church, and all sorts of wonderful stories about the kids in this church. And so it is a delight to have been invited to come back again and to be a part of this special anniversary worship service. Happy anniversary, 25 years. It generally starts early in the afternoon on a Wednesday. The first people to arrive at the church are often the people who are a part of the kitchen. They come laden with bags filled with all sorts of delicious things, and they head to the kitchen. Pretty soon, pots are put on, all sorts of baskets and serving trays are put out, and things begin to simmer. Meat may go on. Maybe there's a big pot of water that goes on to boil that takes like 2 hours to come to an actual boil before you can put in the pasta to have spaghetti. And pretty soon, the kitchen begins to smell of these wonderful, wonderful things that are going to happen later on that evening. The smells drift out into the hallway, and as other people begin to arrive, the people who may be responsible to set the tables, those smells welcome them into the church. That second round of people begin to do a lot of setting up. Plates and knives and forks and spoons go out. Classrooms begin to get set up. And perhaps one of the most important things for any Logos evening, colored napkins and centerpieces go out on the dinner tables. They begin to tell the story of what the theme is going to be for Logos that evening. Is it going to be crazy hair night? Is it going to be backwards night? Are we going to be playing a funny, weird game of baseball or perhaps table hockey? What is the theme tonight? Not too long after that, the kids begin to arrive. They dump their stuff in the hallways, they rip off their coats, and they begin to run through the building, finding out what's going to happen tonight. What are we eating, they wonder. What is the theme, they wonder. Or if they've come dressed, ready for whatever that theme is, they begin to show off what it is that they've worn tonight to live out this theme on each and every one of them. It is a wonderful, wonderful gathering every single Wednesday night as the children and the youth and the adults all come together to talk about Jesus, to find out what it means to live as a Christian, to care for one another and get to know one another better. In preparing for coming today, I've done a little bit of math. 25 years that this church has been participating in the Logos program. I asked Haley last night about how many weeks per year on average do you have Logos during the school year? She told me 23. That means you have had 575 Logos evenings in this church. 575 opportunities to come together and to glorify God, to talk about Jesus and to learn amazing stories of all that Jesus has done. Now, I did a little bit more math because the meals are pretty important. In 25 years, working on an average of 100 children, youth, and adults, you have served 57,500 Logos meals. 57,500 plates have been washed and forks have been washed. Conversations had around tables with wonderful, wonderful things to talk about. What a wonderful thing. Our story today from Scripture, and thank you to the grade twos for doing such a wonderful job. It was wonderful to hear that from you. Our story from Scripture today is about the feeding of the 5,000. It kind of sounds shallow compared to the 57,500 that we just talked about. But 5,000 people, not fed over 25 years, but 5,000 people served all in one sitting. One of the things that we know about this story is that it is the only miracle that appears in all four Gospels. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, this story occurs. It's the only miracle that occurs in all four Gospels. So the one thing that we can know about this story is that the disciples and the writers of the Gospel and the early church felt that this was an incredibly important story, this feeding of 5,000. We call it a miracle. And miracles are things that happen that have no reason to happen. They are absolutely incredible. They are beyond expectation. They are unexplainable. And they change people's lives. In our case, with this miracle, there were 5,000 people who followed Jesus hoping to see a miracle. They'd heard rumors that Jesus was healing people, that Jesus was caring for people in ways completely ununderstandable. And so 5,000 people followed Jesus as he was walking, hoping to catch a glimpse, to see something spectacular. Now, all the other miracles that had happened up until this point in time often happened with one person being the recipient of the miracle and everybody else being a spectator. In this case, it's a little bit different. They came to see perhaps one person healed, but instead all 5,000 were the recipient of this miracle. All 5,000 people who were hungry and needed something to eat were fed when there really was very little food available. It's a miracle. But I want to look at this story a little bit differently today, and I'm going to ask the kids, I want you to listen very carefully. I'm going to talk about three things in this story that tell us a lot about Jesus and what's important to Jesus. I want you to listen for those three things. And then I want you to think about your Logos participation and how those three things may happen in Logos. While the feeding of the 5,000 was the miracle, underlying that miracle, there were a number of things that Jesus taught everybody on the hill that day about himself, about his divinity, about what it meant to be the Messiah, about what it meant to share the love of God with all of those 5,000 people that day. The first thing that we find out about Jesus comes before the food even is served around. The story begins that all of these people have gathered around, and Jesus is aware not only of them, but he is aware of their needs. He is aware that they are hungry and they need something to eat. And the gospel lesson tells us that Jesus had compassion on all of the people. Jesus is compassionate. Jesus cares. Jesus wants them to know that God cares for each and every one of them. So the first thing we learn is that Jesus is compassionate. Now it's interesting, the story goes on and it says that Philip also notices the crowd and also notices that all of these people are hungry, and yet he isn't thinking about how do we feed them, how do we care for them, how do we be compassionate towards them. Philip is the one who begins thinking in his head, how are we going to feed them? We have nothing. This is going to cost an awful lot of money. We can't afford it. Jesus, understand this. We can't afford it. But Jesus doesn't care about that detail. Jesus cares about the fact that these are people that need something and need something for him, from him. They need to know love and they need to have their bellies filled. And so Jesus focuses on that and not the problem. Along comes Andrew, and Andrew brings the second little extraordinary thing that happens that day forward. Andrew brings forward a little boy, and that little boy has two dried fish and five barley loaves, a meal that is suitable for somebody who is going to grab some lunch on the road and who doesn't have an awful lot of money. So this little boy's mom, probably the most practical person in the whole thing, packed up this little lunch for this little boy. And this little boy has come forward to Andrew and has said, I have something. It's very little, but I have something. Now, this is perhaps one of the only times in the Gospel of John that children are really even mentioned. In those days, children were incredibly underimportant. They had no value whatsoever. They have done evaluation of all of the different people in the world at that time, and children were on the bottom of the list of being valued. Children came after livestock and actually even came after slaves, because children only became valuable when they were old enough to go out to work and bring something in. Otherwise, children cost money and may or may not ever become a person of value. So children were not acknowledged in these days. But here comes a little boy. A little boy with a lunch, and he has this lunch and is willing to gift it, willing to offer it to the disciple Andrew so that maybe one or two other people could have a nibble to eat. Jesus acknowledges that child. Jesus comes forward and gives thanks to that child. In this gospel reading, the extraordinary thing that we hear is that in Jesus' world, in Jesus' mind, children are valued. And children not only are something that we should love, but that in fact children have something to give back to us. Children can share with us their offerings, their gifts, their love of God. They can share with us their experience of Jesus and what they know and what they have discovered as they've read these Bible stories. Children have great value. And so Jesus takes those two shrunken fish, those five loaves of barley, and he gives thanks. And then he gives it back to the disciples and asks them to distribute the food among all of the people that are there. The third thing that is extraordinary in this story is that this is a miracle for everyone. This is a miracle for 5,000 people. This is an experience of Jesus for 5,000 people. It's not just a miracle that helps one person, but it's a miracle that is for the entire community of faith. It's a miracle that impacts everyone and brings everyone together with Jesus' love and Jesus' care. You can imagine the people talking to one another. How did this happen? How is it that he cared for me in the midst of all of this? This is a story that tells us that Jesus' compassion, Jesus' love is for all. and that we all together become a community who together experience Jesus' love. Within this story, we have very ordinary things that tell us extraordinary things about Jesus. Often we think that miracles happen incredibly rarely, and we want this over-the-top experience. But woven within this over-the-top miracle, there is the extraordinary hidden in the ordinary. We have opportunities every day of our lives to see the extraordinary hidden within the ordinary if we have eyes to see. I started with the story of a Logos dinner and all of the smells that come as you come into the church on a Wednesday evening. There are many things that happen at Logos. There's food, there's fun. We say grace before meals. We have fun games after meals. We play bells. We learn how to worship. We do all sorts of things together in recreation, running around, and we read the stories of Scripture so that we might know Jesus better. But the extraordinary that happens in the ordinary in a Logos evening are the relationships that are formed between children and youth and adults, as together we all learn to live in Christian community, as together we experience Jesus in all that we do, in all that we say. One evening, someone might go home with that aha experience of something they've never thought of before. Another evening, a child might bring their gift, their offering, to the adults of the congregation. Table parents build relationships with the children so that those table parents care as much and are as compassionate enough for those children as they are for their very own children. It is an opportunity not just to be fed, not just to learn, but an opportunity to experience the living God and to be transformed through our experience of the living God each and every Wednesday. For 25 years, that is what this congregation has been doing. Not just putting on a program, but laying out the table that all might experience the transformational love of Jesus for all ages and in all the activities of Logos. At the end of our gospel lesson, it talks about the people coming back the next day. They were fed. They got their tummies filled. And so the next day, they sought out Jesus again. Jesus said, "You're just here because you want something to eat. Well, I want to offer you something more than that. I want to offer you the love of my Father God. I want to offer you the opportunity to live and to thrive and to grow in that. I want to offer you something that you will never hunger again because of." That is what a church community is about. That is why we are here. Whether it's through the Logos program or on a Sunday morning during coffee hour as the kids and the youth are running around, it is about that transformation that Jesus offered that day, 5,000 people fed. They weren't just offered food. They were offered new life. And in this church, we celebrate today the offering of new life to each and every person, child, youth, or adult, in this congregation, because we know that each and every one of us is a child of God, and we are loved and cared for, that God is compassionate and cares for everyone. So thanks be to God. Today is a day to celebrate. Tomorrow is a day where we continue once again to experience Jesus together here at Fair Oaks Presbyterian Church. Congratulations, and God bless.